It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Here we go, Alex Audrey, helping out those that have been ghosted like Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Eric, sorry that you did not have a good experience. Well, you had a good experience, and then you didn't. So why don't you tell us about Paige and what happened up into this bad part?
Yeah, sure. So, I really don't want to play around. I don't want to waste time. So I've been dating long enough, you know, that it takes forever to hear from people. It's not worth it. So that's why I'm here. I just want answers from the woman that I went on a date with that won't reply to me. And looking back, I feel dumb that I put so much time into a woman who thinks it's okay to just, you know, turn to a Casper, ghost me.
You went out on a date. Tell us about that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, you know, the date went well. I thought the conversation was great, which is rare. So I left, you know, feeling good. We had a nice kiss somewhere in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night?
Well, yeah.
Let me ask you, tell too much. Hold that thought for a quick second. I'm curious to get the answer to this question because I feel like it's always at the end of the night. Mm. But whenever you kiss these boys, what you do on the rag.
You always phrase it wrong. They kiss me, honey.
Okay, I'm sorry. Whenever these boys kiss you, is it usually almost always at the end of the night or is it sometimes in the middle of the day?
A lot of times it's in the middle.
I could totally see that with you.
Mm-hmm, they can't resist.
So at what point? Like, is there, it feels right, or they just go in for it at any point, or
it's
what?
Not about how I feel. It's truly their gumption.
And you always accept it, though.
Oh, yeah.
And alcohol's always involved.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't really like the guy, you'll still kiss him.
Well, at that point, it's too late.
What do you mean it's too late? You could back away.
When there's an interception between the lips, it's like, oh, what am I going to do?
I like that you don't back away, though, because you could really make someone feel really dumb if you did.
Yeah, what's the worst that happens to me, you know?
Thank you, Audrey, for all the guys out there.
Okay, so Eric, you had a nice little kiss in the middle of the day. Go ahead.
So then, at the end of the date, I picked up on that she was just started acting weird after that, kind of. So I picked up that she probably didn't want to get a kiss goodbye at the end of the night. So I let it go. I assumed that she was tired, whatever. But we went from having a kiss in the middle of the night to not kissing goodbye and no response from her whatsoever.
Mm.
So I want to know how we go from kiss in the middle of the day to don't kiss goodbye. And I didn't try to push anything. I was like, all right, I'm just not, like, because the end was, seemed something was off, like the energy was off. So now that she hasn't, like I said, responded, I'm in ghost territory. I'm talking to y'all because I just want some answers.
Man.
All right. Let's call Paige and ask her and see if she'll talk to us. All right.
Hello.
Paige, hey, good morning. Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're calling from Mix 94.7. We do a segment called Waiting by the Phone. I know this is really weird call, but I want to let you know that we try to help out people that feel like they've been ghosted. In this situation, we've got Eric on the phone, who just told us that he had a really nice day with you, but obviously something went amiss during the date because he felt like it was off with you and he has not heard from you. So we just try to mediate a conversation. We're not on anyone's side here. Mm-hmm. We're just wondering if you would be willing to talk to us.
Yeah, I can talk to you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So how do you feel the day went?
Well, honestly, it started off fine. But as the night went on, he kept making these comments that I felt were very belittling about my interests, and it just didn't feel good.
What can you be more specific? What do you mean by that?
Very dismissive. You know, I love makeup. I mean, a lot of women are into makeup. Hello, that's something we like.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my dreams is to start my own line of products. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, he actually said that loving makeup is stupid and watching makeup videos is a waste of time. And I think those videos are, you know, I watch him. It's like studying. It's like research. I mean, I tried to brush it off. No pun intended.
I'm glad she said
that. But he never... He didn't change his stance. He said I was like a little girl playing dress up. I mean, it was really...
Wow.
I mean, seriously.
What were you thinking when he was saying all that?
Well, I thought maybe he was just kind of nervously teasing or, you know, like... I don't know. I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt, but by the end of the night, you know, I realized that I just didn't feel respected by him. And I thought about reaching out to explain, but I just... really didn't want to engage with someone who treats people like that. So I decided to ghost him. It just felt like, you know, the best way to protect myself from any more negativity. It's hard enough to succeed without someone putting you down.
Dang. This is one of those ghosting where I feel like, good for her. I'm glad she did it. Because it's like, I could totally see this happen.
You.
Like the guy be like, oh, like you think it's joking. And he keeps on going and going and going. And it's like, oh my God, he really feels that way.
And I could so hear a man saying that when he hears about a girl loving makeup. That's just something that's so easy to come for. But when you really think about it, that is a craft. And she has big dreams with it too.
Well, Eric, would you like to give your thoughts on what Paige had to say?
All right, listen, respectfully, I wanted to know what her passions were. Because I think that, you know, says a lot about a person. To me, watching makeup videos doesn't really feel like it counts as a passion. I was looking for something a little more serious or important. Something that, I don't know, substance. Something that melts something. So I guess Paige just isn't the kind of girl that has that. Which, honestly, is the turnoff. So I'm glad I know that now.
Well, okay. This is obviously not a match. Paige, any last words?
I just think that... accurate, and I'm not going to engage any further.
Okay.
The definition of a passion, by the way, a strong liking or desire for a devotion or some activity.
So
he doesn't get to tell her what a passion is,
right?
You spit over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins, all on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.